If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we are continuing our discussion with Basil Yards, who is the church outreach person for Salem in Boston, telling us all about, yet last week actually told us all about his history of coming here. And this week he is continuing what we started on Friday, was explaining his program of creating disciples among his people. So this is a fascinating thing he's talking about. He's going to tell us all about how we're called to actually build disciples among our various congregations. And yes, that even includes us Catholics. So it's a fascinating thing. It all started when I was talking to him about this. He was explaining, I'm like, this belongs on radio. So let's switch over to our interview.
Well, okay. So let me put it like this.
Mm-hmm.
me put it like this.
Okay.
You are the one who hold the vision for the church.
Mm-hmm.
You are the one who hold the vision for St. Anthony's. The book stops with you. Now, there are those who are over you in the organization.
Right.
Okay, but in terms of the local life of the church,
mm-hmm.
and in terms of evangelizing, mm-hmm. or spreading the kingdom, bringing mm-hmm. the kingdom of God to the hearts of people, you are the one who hold that vision. You would be the apostle.
Mm-hmm.
But within your congregation, if it is functioning right, within your congregation are people who are prophetic, mm-hmm. people who can see things that God will reveal things to, that God will speak to, that God will, when God speaks, they know how to interpret what God is saying, mm-hmm. and what to do about it. They are prophetic. If they are recognized and trained well how to function as a prophet, then you would raise up a prophet in the church, mm-hmm. who will teach other people how to hear God.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who don't, they go to church for so long, years, and they never hear God. They don't know how to be quiet in the presence of God and hear the voice of God. And God is always speaking.
Hmm.
God always has a plan that he wants to reveal, but people don't know how to hear and how to discern what he is saying.
Wow.
Because there's no prophet to equip them.
Mm.
They are people who are teachers. Now you might, we sometimes raise up some people who are able to teach, but there are some with a specific gift. They're gifted to teach.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be raised up. They need to be affirmed. They need to be recognized, and they need to teach and help others to know how to teach the lifestyle of the kingdom. The mm. only thing that we need to be teaching in the church today is the lifestyle of the kingdom of God, the same things that Jesus taught and the same things that the apostles affirmed are the same things that we are supposed to be teaching today. Okay. The apostle is the one who holds the vision. He's the one who is supposed to make sure that what is to be taught is being taught. Mm-hmm. That what is to be revealed is being revealed. That the evangelist, the one who is gifted with spreading the propaganda of the kingdom.
Propaganda in the different term than we understand.
That's right.
English, yeah.
Now, again, that word has become a bad word, but that word is a great word. That's the word that we get the term from, propagating the gospel.
That's right. Yes.
It's propaganda.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is the good stories about the kingdom of God, mm-hmm, and the king. So when we pray, Jesus said, when you pray, Lord, let your kingdom come,
mm-hmm,
and let your will be done.
Mm-hmm.
How does the kingdom of God come? The kingdom of God doesn't come with observation, the Bible says. The kingdom of God can neither be seen there nor here, but in your heart, mm, and in the way that you live. The way that I live and the way that you live, the lifestyle that we exhibit is what manifests the kingdom of God. The king is inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the kingdom is inside of us.
Well, this brings up a powerful message as well, because it's you know, as you're demonstrating, a lot of people don't understand this. So what happens is, and I don't know if this is in other churches, but I know in the Catholic Church we deal with this, and it's very strong on the internet. And it's the idea of, we have to, you know, if we're going to live the Christian faith, then we have to live a good moral life. Okay, and that's fine. But as I always explain, you can live Catholic morality and be an atheist.
That's right.
And what you're bringing up, which is something that absolutely on the money that I teach as well, is no, it begins with, we have decided that we are serving Christ, and therefore our life comes from that. So one of the things that I say is, the most dangerous thing I can do at any day is to refuse to pray that day. That is the most dangerous, mm-hmm, thing I can do, because that's where everything comes from. And if I forget that, it's over.
That's one of the reasons why Jesus would wake up early in the morning and go out and pray.
Yeah.
What was he doing?
Praying.
He was the Son of God.
Yeah.
God indeed. Yet, he had to go and talk with the Father,
mm-hmm,
and find out what the Father was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't do anything unless the Father's doing it.
That's right. Total obedience.
The work that I see me doing, that's what the Father's doing.
Yeah.
The words that you hear me saying, that's what the Father is saying. He said that.
Mm, that's right.
Because when he started out in the day, he had already spent time with the Father, discovering what the Father wanted,
where
the Father was going that day, who the Father was meeting, who was going to be touched and changed.
Now, let me stop you there for a second, because this is an important message, because you're talking about building disciples,
mm-hmm,
but your parishioners are also not full-time employees of a church. Mm-hmm. They are people who work and everything else. So this is something that's so important. Regardless of what they're doing, whether they're police officers, whether they're teachers, whether they're CEOs, work in maintenance or whatever they do, nurses and everything else, if they understand that they have that same calling, and so they have to be people of prayer and allow the Lord to work through them in what they do. And this is something that is taught it should be taught in all churches. It's taught in the Catholic. It's part of Catholic teaching. I'm not saying it's taught as much as it should be. Mm-hmm. And you'll find this in a lot of churches. But it's not. And that brings us back to, it's not a matter of, well, he's the one who's here full time. So it's his job to be the person of faith, and we'll just do our regular and show up on Sunday. No.
And sometimes we are the ones, pastors are the ones who are responsible for that kind of thought and mentality.
Yeah.
Because we don't help them to understand. Mm. You're being paid because you're in an office, and I am being paid because I'm in an office. If I am doing what I am being paid for, the main thing that I should be doing is equipping those people to know how to function as I'm functioning, and help them to understand that church life is not about what you do in church.
Mm-hmm.
You don't come to church to serve. You might serve, but that's not the main reason you are there. You come to church to be equipped so that you can go out and serve.
In your various ways of life.
That's right.
We're going to continue our interview, of course, tomorrow. We're going to be doing this all the way through Friday as we continue this fascinating discussion with Basil Yards from Salem, Boston here, which, of course, is the company that hosts our radio program. In the meantime, we will be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and at your favorite podcast platform. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.